This is the Daily Coffee Pro by Map It Forward, and I'm your host, Lee Safar. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Elixir of Specialty Coffee. Now that we officially have our logo trademarked here in the USA, we're starting the plan to move Elixir production to Australia in 2021. But before we leave, we're offering free shipping across the United States for listeners of this podcast till the end of 2020 or while stocks last. Enter code COFFEE2020 at checkout to receive free shipping on all orders today, and be sure not to miss your chance to try Elixir of Specialty Coffee if you're in the US and have been putting it off. Head to elixirspecialtycoffee.com and place your order today. Today on the podcast, every business journey has the same blueprint. And I know that that sounds absolutely ridiculous, but let me explain. In a lot of the mastermind group coaching that we're doing at the moment, this seems to be at the focus as we start to encourage people to plan for 2021. And it really highlighted how important it is for us to understand what it is ahead, not just for the next 12 months, but for 10 years from now. So I wanted to talk to you, if you haven't got the luxury of being a part of the Mastermind Group Coaching, to understand how it is that you could approach knowing what's ahead for you. Now, we view everything in through the lens of a 10-year map. And that 10-year map is broken up into three sections. And no matter what you believe is the case, please keep an open mind to the idea that there is a blueprint and that you could follow this blueprint. Anyone who's done anything hard will relate to this. Trust me. So the three different parts, this is how I turn them, and this is the way we talk about them in Map It Forward. The first part is the puppy years, and that's where you are focused on building the fundamentals. The second part is the mid-career years, and these are the years where you are doing more of the wash, rinse, repeat. It's the monotony of things. The pro years, these are the expert years. Now, each of these years have a very specific kind of energy about them, and you know when you're in them. The puppy years are filled with excitement and energy and passion and beginner's luck. And you want to ride that beginner's luck as long as you can. Out of nowhere, you see things just show up, and you know, you look at that and you think, wow, it's so amazing. I'm meant to be doing this. Everything seems to be coming to me super easily. And that's not by mistake. Anytime you choose to go on an intentional journey, 100% of people will tell you that in the beginning, for however long your beginner's luck lasts, it always shows up. But then you get to the next part, which is the mid-career years, and to my mind, the most difficult years. Why? Because they're the least passion filled. It's the time when everyone who wanted to be around you because you were the latest, hottest thing, they've all gone away and you're left building out the fat of your business. And that's not exciting, and it's quite boring, and it's quite monotonous, and you keep trying to find ways to make the shine of the puppy years turn up, but it's not going to happen. When you're a roaster, it's the equivalent of in the puppy years, learning how to roast and how exciting that is because everything's so new. But in the mid-career years, it's about learning very monotonously how to connect your roast curve with what you're tasting in the cup, with what your physical product looks like. So then we move on to the pro years. The pro years, the fun's turned back on again. Why? Well, because you're an expert now, you've got a new level of confidence, you can step into leadership, you can become somebody who pioneers with innovation because you understand a lot of the grit that's required to get you to where things have gotten you. And you have gained a new level of expertise in where you're at. If you can last long enough in the journey to get to the pro years, this is where a lot of the tangible results and rewards are. But the intangible or non-tangible, I'm not sure what grammar is correct there, but the other than tangible rewards are the hardest ones to accumulate, and they all happen in the puppy years as well as the pro years. It's important for you to understand the landscape of how this journey or the blueprint of the way that this journey is so that you can anticipate what's coming. Now, if you understand the different kinds of energies that you can expect from yourself and the motivation that you're going to experience in the three different sections of the blueprint of doing this kind of a journey, whether it be in business or in a career, you can have a prepared action strategy of how you respond to it. And we have found that by preparing people for the journey ahead, they're more willing to lean into the moment when hard shit shows up. So what causes your beginner's luck to run out? The first thing that is too big for you to tackle will end your beginner's luck. And it shows up for all of us in different ways. Every time we start a new hard journey, I'm about to embark on my next new journey and my next hard journey, and I will be back at the puppy years for that journey as well once I move back to Australia and relaunch Elixir over there. So the puppy years are going to reveal a new level of hard things for me that I'm going to be exposed to with clarity for the first time. And I'm excited about seeing that, but I'm also terrified about having to engage with those things. None of us escape this journey, but once you understand the rhythm that it takes, it can be helpful and you can use it in your advantage or to your advantage. By moving with the flow and setting the pulse of that flow, you can make this journey work in your favor rather than pushing up against it and fighting against it. If this sounds like something that you want to explore further, consider joining our mastermind groups at mapperforward.org/group coaching, and you'll be able to choose to join the mastermind group with Ann Cooper that is for coffee roasting or this kind of stuff with me for the business and leadership mastermind coaching. So head there and check it out. We'd love to have you. We've currently got three groups going and they're all doing gangbusters, and we'd love to invite you into them. All right, friends, peace, love and peanut butter. Have an amazing rest of your day. Thanks for tuning in, friends. The Daily Coffee Pro and the Mapper Forward podcast are produced by Mapper Forward and syndicated through YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, and other great podcast listening apps. Our theme title track is Run, Run, Run and is produced by Evolutionary Theory and Lee Safar. Available through Bandcamp on the album Laundry After Midnight. You can support this podcast by supporting our sponsor Elixir Specialty Coffee at elixirspecialtycoffee.com or purchasing merchandise from the Mapper Forward merch store at mapperforward.org/merch. We invite you to subscribe to this podcast on your listening apps or on our YouTube channel where you can see the video version of this episode. It would be really helpful if you could rate, review, and share this podcast with your friends as well. All the details you'll need for our sponsors and for sharing the information are in the show notes below. Have an amazing rest of your day. Peace, love, and peanut butter. There's a shadow following me. I can see behind its lies an entity haunting me.